You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Fotch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate. This is our fake debate.
Well, this is kind of a real hot topic debate right now, you guys. Yeah. Nice. So you both have seen Top Gun Maverick, right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Well, the internet is outraged at the Academy Awards for not nominating Tom Cruise for Best Actor in Top Gun Maverick. One person said, Tom Cruise learned to fly an F-18 for Maverick. No actor has ever been more method. The Oscars are stupid. So, we're going to argue whether Tom Cruise should be nominated for Best Actor for Top Gun Maverick. I mean, it was a good movie.
Will Smith thinks the Oscars are stupid also.
And he won't be going for that reason.
Yeah.
It's not because he's not allowed in.
Yeah, even though he's not invited back, he's not going anyway.
He wouldn't go anyway.
He's really showing us all.
So I guess you can be the Oscars saying, okay, this is why we didn't nominate Tom Cruise.
Okay.
He doesn't deserve a nomination.
Okay.
And I'll be the internet. I'll be the spokespeople.
You'll be the outraged internet.
For Tom Cruise.
Got it. Okay.
The internet. Who are these people?
I know. It's where the Twitter is.
This is exactly the people I don't want to be around. How dare you not give one of the most American treasures of our time period in this last century the greatest actor to ever float the earth in Scientology, and that is Mr. Short Tom Cruise. What a beautiful man who has never aged. We don't know if it's the 80s Top Gun or the brand new Top Gun Maverick because he's so beautiful. Not only that, he does his own stunts. He is so engulfed in every single role that he plays. Not only does he get in physical specimen shape for these roles, but he also learns everything when it comes to fighter jets, when it comes to jumping out of airplanes, when it comes to being drugged behind a truck in a dirt desert, or anything else. Tom Cruise is a beautiful man. He's wonderful at what he does. And I have no idea why you would nominate him for an award, especially given the category that you nominate 10 people, but you don't nominate Tom Cruise. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What movie was he dragged by a car in the desert?
I don't know.
Okay,
Mission Impossible, probably.
Okay.
I don't know. Minority Report.
Days of Thunder.
Could have been any of them.
Legend. He was dragged
Born
by a car.
Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Cocktail?
It's in the director's
Risky
cut.
Business. Yeah.
All right, first of all, we're the Oscars. Let me just explain something here. This isn't actually an award show based on performance. This is a self-congratulatory circle for us to feel totally and completely elite and to show us how much better we all are when it comes to art. So the worst thing any actor can do is star in a movie that the masses actually really, really enjoy. And so the more excited and giddy you get over, ooh, it's another movie, ball, did you see it? The less likely we are to actually even view it as any sort of artistic expression. Secondly, Tom Cruise isn't even acting. You can't tell what movie he's in from one to the next. He's always just Tom Cruise. He's the same at everything. That's not acting. That's just him. And thirdly, a little known secret, a little unknown secret. We actually do have a height requirement to win an Oscar and to be nominated for an Oscar. The only actual acting that Tom Cruise can be accused of doing is acting like he's over 5 foot tall.
Is he taller than the actual Oscar statue?
Or is he? I think that's the other reason. They know. It'd be very embarrassing. Like, do we make a smaller version for him? If we do that for him, we got to do it for everyone.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.